Yo, troops, front and center, all flags waving, all guns blazing, this is Mercy Control, and you're listening to the Victory Unlimited show, saving men from themselves, one goddamn man at a time, while the whole world listens.
If you picked up this frequency, downloaded this MP3, or gained access to this broadcast by any means, know that you are not listening to just another ordinary radio show. You are listening to the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world. Becoming the best man that you can be is a lifelong fight, so welcome to the war, soldier.
Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the war. I am the commander-in-chief of an army of men all over the world who are on a mission to be better men today than they were yesterday. And one important thing to remember is this: I'm not just the president, I'm also in the army. Okay, the clock is ticking. So let's get right to it. Looks like somebody's calling directly in to headquarters. Must be a crisis situation. Open up a channel.
We're all over it, Victory.
Hey, Victory Unlimited. This is Rick. I'm 35 from the ATL. What's up, man? I found out about your show on Facebook. I like how you keep it real, and also how you keep it funny at the same time. But here's an idea for a show I want to hear you do. I'm a good black man. I got a decent job and a pretty good life. The problem is I'm ready to settle down and find me one good black woman to have in my life. But it looks like they're hard as hell to find, because all I see out here is a lot of black women rejecting good black dudes left and right, all over the place. What's up with our black women? The news media is always talking about how hard it is for black women to find a good black man. But nobody talks about our side of the issue. Nobody seems to give a damn about how hard good black men have it out here. So I'm asking you, Victory, why is it so hard for good black men to find good black women?
Okay. This show is a worldwide broadcast, and I don't usually focus on just one group of people, but since you took it there with your question, then I'm going to go there with the answer. Today's show is going to focus specifically on the problems that good black men have finding good black women. But to all my brothers of other colors, still listen close, because you're going to see that, for the most part, the problems I'm going to be addressing here, as well as the solutions to those problems, are still more universal than not. Yeah, that's right. Armor up and strap yourselves in. We're about to go boldly where few shows have gone before. We're going to talk about the top 12 reasons why most good black men are still single. Now, some people will think I'm going too far with the knowledge bombs that I'm about to drop, but they're just going to have to deal with it. I do what I do not to piss people off, but to wake people up. So consider this your wake-up call, my black brothers and sisters. Especially the ones living here in the USA. Rick, you asked me why it's so hard for good black men to find good black women. Well, there are dozens and dozens of reasons, but I'm just going to focus on giving you the top 12. But first, because we all know that the definition of a good black man changes from person to person, let me define the term for everybody listening in regards to this particular caller. A good black man, for our purposes, is defined as a man who people can depend on, especially the woman in his life. A man who can speak his mind and is always a man of his word. A man who has goals, objectives, or a mission that he wants to accomplish in his life. A man who respects himself, respects other people, and respects women. And he demonstrates that respect by the way that he chooses to live his life. A man who holds himself accountable to God or a higher power or a set of ideals or codes of ethics as he goes about living his life. And when it comes to guys like the caller specifically, a good black man can also be defined as a man who wants to have one good woman in his life for the purposes of having a real exclusive relationship or marriage. Now, as I just mentioned, we all know that the definition of a good man is not restricted to just the things that I've described, but it's generally a good starting point. Everybody knows that there's a lot of good black men out here who aren't at a point in their lives where they're looking for relationships, which is fine, too. A lot of them are primarily focused more on other things that are important to them, things that add value to their lives or to the lives of the people that they care about. But they're not the subject for today. The subject for today's show is all the good black men who are out here trying to find somebody. So, let's roll out with this top 12 list. But before I do, be forewarned, because I'm about to say some stuff that may offend some women. And that's going to be unfortunate, because what I'm about to say only applies to some black women, definitely not all. So ladies, if it ain't you, don't take it personal. Just get ready to tell a lot of your girlfriends and a lot of other women that you know that they should come listen to this show with you. And then you can all see who exactly is going to show up on this list. And then you can just sit back and laugh at them, because you better believe that this is going to be a whole lot like throwing a thought grenade into a crowd. The ones who holler will be the ones I hit. But wait, come to think of it, a lot of guys out here may take this show the wrong way too. But it doesn't matter, because it is what it is. So go ahead and run that special Victory Unlimited public service announcement for those guys. And then, let's just let the bodies hit the floor.
The views and opinions expressed by the host are not necessarily those endorsed by Men Too Weak, Too Scared, or Too Brainwashed to Speak Their Minds. Now, back to our program, The Victory Unlimited Show.
Okay, here are the top 12 reasons why so many good black men are still single. Number one, you, as a good black man, are still single because you don't measure up to a lot of women's unrealistic expectations for what they want in a man. At least, that's how everybody else would describe it. But around here, we call it how some black women get caught up in the celebrity propaganda scenario. You see, so many black women have been brainwashed by big names. They believe the celebrity propaganda hype so much, it's like they've been exposed to self-help on steroids. It's way, way out of balance. A lot of talk shows, radio shows, websites, and books by celebrities have convinced black women that the average good black man isn't quite good enough for them. You see, they don't want you. They want Boris Kodjo or Barack Obama, nothing in between. And all the self-help books have taught them that they deserve nothing less. For women like this, you can be a single, well-groomed, well-educated, good-looking, hard-working man. But guess what? That's right. You still ain't good enough. For some women, these days, you have to live up to the caliber of their latest celebrity crush in order to even get on their radar. These are the same women that try to pattern their lives after people that they see on TV. They're trying to live the warped, unrealistic lifestyle that they see when they watch reruns of Girlfriends, Single Ladies, or Sex and the City. And now, we got hundreds of these pseudo-reality shows like Basketball Side Pieces. I mean, Basketball Jump Off. Wait a minute, is it Basketball Wives? It's Basketball Wives, right? Or is it Basketball Ex-Wives or Wannabe Wives? Well, whatever they're calling it, what we know for sure is that it's all over the airwaves, and they keep coming up with new shows just like this every day. I see no signs of this slowing down. The bottom line is that women who buy into this lifestyle that's being promoted usually wind up pricing themselves out of the market. They're too picky. They overestimate their own worth in comparison to the men that they can actually have a realistic chance of meeting or attracting. In their minds, they amplify the shortage of black men to black women by rejecting a lot of good guys quickly and for a variety of reasons, mostly superficial reasons. It never occurs to women like this that they should pause for a moment, take a step back, and remind themselves that everything that they read and see is not always just like real life. TV shows are scripted. Reality TV shows are contrived. And few women who actually live like that are as happy as those shows make them out to be. But until some of our women are ready to accept that fact, unfortunately, they'll never want a good black man that they can actually have a chance of getting with, a man like you. Number two, you as a good black man are still single because you keep meeting closed-minded women who put you in the wrong category. Or, as we call it around here, you are a perpetual victim of the knee-jerk stereotyping scenario. This is what happens when guys get unfairly put into a category based on whatever preconceived notion that particular woman happens to have. A lot of women develop a souped-up screening process over the course of time. The more attractive the woman and or the more desperate and horny the guys that she has chasing her are, the more souped up that screening process will be. What is this screening process? Well, it's based on the idea in a lot of women's minds that all men can be quickly categorized and then compartmentalized. I'm sure you've heard of women doing this before. They take one look at a guy and put him in a category. They want a guy to satisfy them sexually. They want a guy to make them feel safe. Then they want a guy to pay the bills. Then they want a guy they can talk to and tell him about all of their problems. And even still, they want yet another guy who can fix everything in their house or apartment that breaks. Now, all of that is cool. But the problem is that there's a segment of the female population that thinks there's no way that one man can be all of that. They think most guys are only good for just one thing and nothing else. So what do? They put guys in boxes much too soon before those guys have a chance to show how multifaceted they really are. And that's where these women go wrong. To be fair, a lot of attractive black women do this to save time. They have so many guys coming at them that they just use this method as a way to avoid wasting their time with the wrong ones. The only problem with this is that they have no idea how many opportunities for meeting good black men that they miss out on by being too quick to make those kinds of judgment calls. A lot of women like this have to get hurt over and over again as a result of their bad choices before they realize that rushing to judgment isn't always the best way to go. Unfortunately, by the time they recognize that a good black man like you can really be all of that, they come to you after they've been so emotionally damaged that now it's you who no longer wants them. Number three, you as a good black man are still single because you're not wanted because you're not needed. That's right. Around here, we call it the non-essential appraisal scenario. In this situation, What happens is that you get dishonorably discharged before you even get a chance to become a part of that black woman's life. Now, this is different from women putting you in the wrong category. What I'm talking about here is what happens when women don't want you because they don't have an open slot in their lives that they need for you to fill. In other words, these are the women who like to tell you all day about how independent they are, how they don't need a man. What's happened is that they've said it so many times that now they believe it, and they believe it so much that many of them don't even want a man unless there's something that they feel like he can do for them. In their eyes, you as a man are just a means to some end that they have to meet. So, let's take a random woman you may meet. If she has a need only for sex, and you have marriage to offer her, then she has no need for you. If you come to her offering her faithfulness and emotional stability, but she only needs money, then she has no need for you. Or if you come to her offering her love when she only needs thrills, then she has no real need for you. By now, I'm sure you get the picture. For women like this, a man is not so much a human being or a potential partner, but more like a utility or a tool or a device. Or like I said, he's just a means to an end. So if all that particular woman's needs are met already, she feels like life is great without you. This is what happens as a result of independence getting taught too much in the black community and interdependence not being taught enough. Things are way out of balance, probably more in our community than any other. Too many of us, both men and women, seem to be more interested in trying to come up than we are in trying to come together. The sad truth is that there's a segment of the black female population who just see black men as potential competitors instead of potential companions. Somewhere along the way, they've let go of the desire to experience interdependence with a good black man, just to live a life of independence from a good black man. The only way a woman like this will want you is if she feels like she needs you. Number 4. You, as a good black man, are still single because you don't get respect from black women just because you are a black man. Now, if this is the first time you've heard of something like this, that might sound strange to you. But around here, we call it the racial familiarity breeds contempt scenario. Let's face it. There are some black women who just don't respect black men in general at all. A lot of times, black men get a bad rap from how we're sometimes stereotypically, negatively portrayed in various forms of media. And some of our own women buy into this. That's right. There are some black women who have such a negative view of their own men that they often prefer men of other races, and as a result, even treat those men better than their own. The black family unit has, taken so many hits over the last 4 decades or so that fewer girls or boys know what it's like to even have a positive male role model in the home. The sad truth is that a lot of women have been so embittered by either the influence or lack of influence from their own mothers and fathers that they see no real value in black men unless they already have some kind of established association with them. You know, like if that black man was a brother or a coworker or a platonic friend. Those guys are okay. But in their minds, every other black man is suspect. To women like this, men of other races come somehow pre-approved. They simply have to be better catches than the men of their own race by default. That's actually how they think. Also, when it comes to getting into romantic relationships with black men, these particular kinds of women tend to be dismissive of the struggles that a lot of black men go through just to make it in the world today. For some reason, they don't have any real empathy for these men. They feel separated or somehow disconnected from them. And they feel justified in measuring these men's level of success, status, accomplishments, by standards that may or may not be appropriate. I call this the racial familiarity breeds contempt scenario, but it's really an ironic label because some black women who don't respect black men are not really familiar with you as an individual black man at all. They're only familiar with the stereotypes that they've seen and the limited experience that they've had with the black men in their small social circle. So you, as a black man, are more of a myth to them than a reality. That's why when women like this meet you, they never really open up the door to think of you in any way other than how they've always thought of black men as a whole, which, unfortunately, is negatively. But make no mistake, this isn't about finger pointing. This is a problem that both black men and black women had a hand in creating. And it's going to take both black men and black women to take a stronger hand to solve it. Number 5. You, as a good black man, are still single because you keep failing women's girlfriend approval test. We also call this the busted brain trust scenario. This is what happens when some women who have low self-esteem refuse to make dating decisions for themselves. Instead, they won't date you unless they can get their girlfriend's seal of approval on you first. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. They don't decide who they will or will not date. They let their girlfriends do it for them. These women care more about what their girlfriends think about you than what they themselves think about you. For instance, sometimes you can meet a woman and she'll actually be attracted to you from the start, but her girlfriends will talk her out of it. And once that happens, some women will even act like they never liked you in the first place, like it was all just your imagination.
I don't recall. I don't have a recollection. Since I can't recall it, I can't recall whether I did that. I don't have a recollection. I don't recall that.
You see, in other words, they were for you before they were against you. Just like what happens when they catch politicians in a lie.
Senator, I don't recall that. Senator, I can't recall. I do not recall.
Who's telling the truth around here?
Peer pressure doesn't stop when you graduate from high school, it seems. So don't be surprised by just how much influence a woman's friends can have over her. Some black women's friends discourage them or shame them out of dating guys all the time. Truth be told, half the time it's because they're either jealous, they're trying to make the woman you like adopt their unrealistic expectations, or it's simply because of misery loves company. Think about it. Some women actually think that sabotaging their friends' relationships is a good way to hold on to them. All the busted brain trust has to do is decide that they don't like you for whatever reason. Maybe you don't meet their standards or something. Who knows? You see, it doesn't matter that the girls who are talking against you don't have a man themselves, or that the man that they might have isn't all that either. All that really matters is that they don't like you and they convince the girl that you want that you have to go and you're gone. By the way, we only use the word brain trust to describe this scenario with these kinds of women as a joke, because smart black women already know that those women are short on brains and that they sure as hell can't trust them. Number 6. You, as a good black man, are still single because
you don't make enough money.
That's what some people like to call it, but we refer to it as the mercenary scenario. You meet more gold diggers than soul diggers. You see, guys, this is what you run into when you meet black women who want your money more than they want you. They're less impressed by who you are than with what you have. We've heard it all before. All the songs on the radio, all the cliches and slogans these kinds of women live by. No romance without finance. These women are out looking for a sponsor, not a spouse. Most wouldn't give a non-corporate, non-professional, non-banked-up black man a second look. If you're a hard-working man, a blue-collar man, then they'll write you off just based on your job title alone. See, now you know why guys are running around out here making up outlandish job titles for what they actually do, telling women what they think will make them look the best in women's eyes. For example, you see, you're not really a mailman when you meet a woman like this. No, 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 no. You're tempted to tell women like this when you meet them that what you actually are is a residential and business personal parcels and packages distribution engineer. You see, that's what you tell women like this if you want to keep them around. Don't get it twisted. They ain't looking for a man. They're looking for a machine, an ATM machine, a machine that they can tap into to get whatever material thing that they need ATM at the moment. Something else to keep in mind about women who are on a mercenary mission is this. No matter how much money you make, they won't date a man unless he makes more money than them. You see, this is different from your average gold digger type thing. This is something else. This is something that seems to be uniquely a 21st century phenomenon. What I'm talking about is this. There are some women out here who, even if they make $200,000 a year and the man may make $100,000, they simply will not date him. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why is this such a big deal? I mean, most people who are making $200,000 a year are not destitute. They are not living from paycheck to paycheck. They are not one paycheck away from being homeless. They have most, if not all, of the creature comforts and conveniences to live a pretty good life in most places in the United States. So what's the problem now? Why is it that some women absolutely require that the man still make more money than them when they so obviously do not need his money? Well, the answer could be many things. A lot of evolutionary psychologists would try to tell you that they think it's just in most women's DNA to want men that make more money than them. But I don't buy it. Also, some others will try to tell you that more than likely the answer is a byproduct of selfishness, suspicion, and outdated cultural traditions. But, if you want to get real, real deep for about 10 seconds, I'd say that it's possible that this unwillingness that some black women have to dating men who make less money than them really comes from a lack of having formed any kind of true spiritual connection with the particular man in question. Money is a big deal to people in relationships. I know of a scenario where a guy was dating a woman for quite a while, but once she found out that she made more money than him, she just upped and, quote unquote, fell out of love with him. You see, suddenly she wasn't feeling him anymore because she made more money than him. And oddly enough, it turns out, he wasn't feeling her anymore. Why? Because he got tired of always hearing about the fact that she made more money than him. Oh, and by the way, here's an interesting fact. You know exactly how much the difference was between their two paychecks? About $5,000. You'd think that an annual raise or a couple of hours of overtime could have solved the problem and saved the relationship. But, of course, it didn't. For some reason, they found it too hard to stay together long enough for anything like that to happen. Like I said before, money is a big deal to people. So beware of women on a mercenary mission, boys. Okay, we're at the halfway mark, so let's take a quick station break.
Attention! To every woman within the sound of my voice, you are listening to the Victory Unlimited Show, the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world. So spread the word on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to all your sons, friends, boyfriends, and husbands. The headquarters for all the good guys out there who really want to better their lives is located at victoryunlimitedshow.com. Carry on.
We are back, so let's keep it moving. Number 7. You, as a good black man, are still single because you're nobody until somebody else loves you. This is what I call the gender groupthink scenario. This is really kind of an expansion of the busted brain trust scenario that I spoke about a little earlier. In this scenario, you'll find that certain black women are not just influenced by their friends, but they also change their tastes to suit whatever the majority of women around them as a whole like. This is what you, as a good black man, runs into when you meet women who only think that you're something special after other women start seeing you as something special first. That's right. They don't want you unless they think somebody else wants you first. Pre-approved, not just by their friends, but by a whole lot of other women. Why is that? Why is that? It's because a lot of women get off on competition. They like to boost their own egos by getting the guy that everybody else wants. It's a challenge thing. It's a conquest thing. They're more about getting you away from other women than they're about actually getting with you. And this is why, to them, you're nobody until somebody else loves you. Number 8. You, as a good black man, are still single because you keep meeting women that don't know what they want. Here on the Victory Unlimited show, we call this the Circle of Confusion scenario. This scenario is very similar to the whole celebrity propaganda scenario where we talked about how some black women are tripped up by their own unrealistic expectations. Women caught up in the Circle of Confusion scenario have been told that they can have it all so often and for so long that they're now totally confused about what it is that they should want. They're literally spoiled with choices, so many choices, that whenever they do get what they want in a man, they immediately start to second guess themselves and talk themselves out of the choice in men that they just made. These women go around and around in their minds, qualifying and disqualifying you over and over again until they either run you off, run off from you, or just plain run you crazy if they stay. Number 9. You, as a good black man, are still single because you're too good to be true. This is also known as the mythical man scenario. This is the kind of self-sabotage situation that women put themselves in by writing you off because they think you're too good to be true. You see, when they meet you, you don't have enough stuff wrong with you that they need to fix. You're so free from all the drama that they're so used to dealing with that they don't really know what to do with you when they meet you. They don't know what to make of you. So obviously, you must be an imposter. Unfortunately, so many of our women have been dogged out by so many bad guys that they find it hard to believe that you're any different from the last man that they were with. Now, sometimes these women are suspicious or gun-shy because they really were victims of some very bad guys. But just as often as that, they're also victims of some of the very bad choices that they keep making in the men that they meet in general. The women I'm talking about now know who they are. But for all you fellas listening who don't have a clue, the women I'm talking about are the ones who get with guys like Lil Wayne, but expect them to treat him like Wayne Brady probably would. The amazing thing about meeting women like this is that they think that the idea of you being real and your desire to be good to them as a myth, when in reality, most of the time, it's their belief that they can get all the bad boys that they usually go for to treat them good. That's the myth. But nevertheless, so many women still would rather continue to gravitate towards the same old, than risk taking a step of faith to believe you really are who you represent yourself to be. Until the pain of dealing with the wrong guys starts hurting them bad enough, these kinds of women won't know what to do with a man like you. Number 10. You, as a good black man, are still single because you're the right man at the wrong time. You know what we call this phenomenon on the Victory Unlimited show? The right man at the wrong time scenario. What else would we call it? That's right. The truth is that there are too many of our women out here mimicking the behavior that they've seen in a lot of men over the years. They're just out to have fun, not form bonds. They are in a perpetual dating mode, not a mating mode. Again, remember the knee-jerk stereotyping scenario I talked about earlier, where women put you in categories too quickly for their own good? Well, this is sometimes a byproduct of that same thing. Now, we all know that girls just want to have fun, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what has happened is that a lot of them have bought into the idea that the guys that they have fun with can't be the same guys that they eventually start relationships with. Some women think that good guys and good time guys can't be the same guys. So, what do? When they meet a good guy like you and they're still in good time guy mode? Most of them won't tell you this, but what they'll do is talk about you to their girlfriends, and they'll probably tell them something like this. Yeah, he's cool, but I'm not really ready to settle down right now. Once I've had my fun, I'll probably settle down and start a family with a nice guy just like him. Guys, did you hear what I just said? There are some black women out here who think of getting with you not as having fun, but just as settling down. And that's the problem. A lot of times, women like this can't even see a good black man until they hear their biological clock starts ticking so loud that they can no longer ignore it. Until then, for them, it's going to be all about the thrills, not anything real. Number 11. You, as a good black man, are still single because you keep meeting women who don't recognize a good man when they see one. This is also called the lack of depth perception scenario. And when I say depth, that's exactly what I mean. A lot of good black men keep meeting women who have spiritual blindness. They either don't see or don't recognize the richness of your character. They don't recognize all the qualities that make a good man a good man. Like I've said before, with the lack of positive male role models that they've had growing up, their only ideas of what a good man is mostly superficial. Because they've never experienced what a good black man is, they can only guess about it. So, they think they know what he's supposed to look like, but not enough of them know what he's supposed to act like. Now, I've already defined the core of what makes a good black man good earlier, so there's no need to do it again. The inconvenient truth is that recognizing a good black man when they meet one is just like us recognizing a good black woman when we meet one. It will either be very hard or it will be very easy. And the level of difficulty is determined by how deeply we're all willing to look beneath the surface of the people we meet in order to honestly evaluate their substance. In other words, only a woman who recognizes and wants a good black man will be ready for you when you show up. Which brings me to the 12th reason why you're still single, which we'll go into right after this.
The Victory Unlimited show is brought to you by the Victory Unlimited Battle Plan, saving men from themselves, one man at a time. Come and join us at victoryunlimitedshow.com and find out how you can get the classified intel on how to win the war, to attract, engage, and execute better relationships with women by becoming a better man.
Number 12. You, as a good black man, are still single because you don't promote yourself enough. What I mean by this is that you don't market yourself the right way to enough women in order for the right woman to see you. How do you do this? You have to set in motion a series of events in order to create what I call the YouTube scenario. The YouTube scenario was inspired by the tagline that YouTube uses to promote itself. And for those who don't know, that tagline is broadcast yourself. The reason why you should broadcast yourself, ironically, is because one of the characteristics that make some good men is that they are not overly full of themselves. This is why broadcasting yourself is a foreign concept to many good black men. And though it may be foreign, you better familiarize yourself with it quick. Otherwise, what has been happening will continue to happen, which is you'll tend to continue to go largely unnoticed by a lot of black women of, shall we say, lesser discernment. Where I'm from, we've got a saying, a closed mouth don't get fed. So what do I mean by that? Am I saying that good guys should try to become just like cocky, conceited guys who are always bragging about who they are and what they have all the time? No. I'm not saying that you should go that far. That'll just make you an even bigger target for all the wrong women. What I'm saying is that you should definitely stop being too low-key for your own good if you've been guilty of that. Demonstrate your self-worth by what you do more so than by what you say. Turn up your confidence some notches and start embracing and appreciating all the things about you that you should be proud of. Think of it this way. If you have two products, both of equal value, or even if one of the products is of lesser value, the one that people will buy the most will usually be the one that gets the most publicity, the one that gets the most attention, the one that has the better marketing campaign. That's right, the one with the higher profile. This is why you have to elevate your profile. Every man has some unique things that he brings to the table. What are your gifts? What are your skills? What are your areas of interest? Whatever your gifts and skills are, use them to elevate your profile in your areas of interest. Find arenas in your life that you can excel in and dominate those arenas. Why? Because broadcasting the excellence of who you are in situations and locations where you stand out in a crowd is the best way to get noticed by more black women. And the more black women who notice you out here living a life that's true to who you are, the more you increase your chances of meeting a good black woman who wants you for who you are. Never judge all black women by the actions of some. The truth is that there is still a lot of women out here hoping and praying they can meet a man just like you, but they never will if you give up now. So in conclusion, my message for all good black men looking for good black women is believe that they are out here looking for you just like you are out here looking for them. The clock may be ticking, but your heart is still beating. So let's get it together. You have